Michael Knight.
Good afternoon at 12:15. It's the agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. Flurries of snow outside and 30 degrees in Wenatchee as we discuss this. In fact, consider this, just the word public. Have you thought about that word? It's actually the most important word in the three letters, P-U-D. Go on, look it up. Public. Relating to or affecting a population or a community as a whole. Furthermore, the word public means relating to or being in the service of a community or a nation, especially as an officer or a representative, serving and responsible to the people that constitute a community. That's a great description. It's both the burden and the root of the PUD's existence here in Chelan County. In other words, you, the public, are the center of consideration when the PUD gathers to consider anything regarding their duties, structures, services, future, etc. So, ladies and gentlemen, draw near to your audio devices. We discuss something that belongs to you and which operates in your best interest every time you turn on the lights, the heat, or hopefully the radio. So let's welcome our very special guest. He's Dan Frazier, Director of Shared Services with the aforementioned Chelan County PUD. And we welcome him to our studios one more time. Dan, nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me in.
We're thinking about a new services center, a combined services center. But first, can you, in some way, give us the far spread services right now? If we were to go all over town, we could find PUD structures just about everywhere, couldn't we?
We are spread out all over town.
All over the county.
All over the county, that's true. If you look in Wenatchee itself, starting from South End, we have a pole yard up by Appalachian Writers Club. We have our headquarters and operations piece at 5th and Wenatchee Avenue here, and then we have an operations center at Holly Street, and then we have other operations in the Community Technology Center, or the Confluence Technology Center, out in Old Station. So we really are broken up in several locations.
And to be fair, it's become a sort of a rickety situation that can best be remedied by a new headquarters that encompasses all the services in one place.
When we started this process, we really wanted to find out, maybe we should stay where we're at, maybe that makes the most sense cost-wise. But as we dug deeper and deeper, looked at all the different options, consolidation always floated to the top, no matter which way we tried to slice it. We looked at different ways of breaking up the operation into an operations piece, an administrative piece, but the consolidation always rose to the top of the analysis.
And there's another side to it, too, the convenience not only to you, but to the people who will want your service when the power's down or the heat's off.
You know, the three main goals that we had going into this process was, you know, best financial value to our customer owners. And the second one was best customer service. And you said it right. There are two aspects to customer service. Come to see the PUD, come pay your bill, come get conservation information, come sign up for a new service. But just as important, and very frequently when the weather's like this, more important, how do we get to our customers? How do we respond when the power's out like it wasn't playing this morning? How do we respond when you need a meter changed out? How do we respond when your water isn't operating for some reason? And so this location and a consolidated approach is really the best solution for us getting to you more quickly and solving whatever problems we're there to solve.
I've heard previous descriptions of your problem described as, it's so frustrating to be somewhere, drive to headquarters, and go right back to where you started from to do the service that was requested in the first place.
We have an interesting way of, we grew over time. We grew organically. When a need arose, we built a building. When we outgrew that building, we bought another piece of property. That's how Holly Street came into the mix. But really, we don't have a strategic deployment. So you may have someone who starts their day at Holly Street, has to run down to the Wenatchee headquarters to pick up parts, and then right back out to Holly Street or North Wenatchee to do a project, or it could be anywhere in the county, but there's a lot of running around to those various locations before their day can really start.
Now, if you were an independent corporation, you would just build a new headquarters and be done with it. But that's not the way you operate.
No, we always think about our public. We, like you said, the P for PUD is public. And we always remember that our customer owners are our focus. And so what we're doing right now is going out to those customer owners through an outreach program, talking about what led us to this decision, all the analysis we went through, all the meetings we had with customer advisory groups and internal meeting with the port and other stakeholders in the city, and really, why are we recommending this consolidated approach? And then we want to hear from our customer owners. What do they think about it?
And you're going to go out to meet the customer owners. I'm starting to use that phrase now. I like it. You're going to start with an open house and speeches to city councils and five open houses, actually, all around the county that begin on March 18th. Let's go through those because it gives the public a chance, if this if the impression is that this has just been sprung upon them, this has been studied now for a long time, and it probably is still 2 years in the future. Or am I right about that?
Yeah, it takes a long time to actually develop something like this. But what this effort of outreach is that we're working on right now is really to get to our customers, and like you said, it's throughout the county. We're going to all five communities in the county, having an open house starting March 18th in Wenatchee at the Museum and Cultural Center. We're going to Cashmere, Leavenworth, Eniat, and Chelan. And so we'll be there throughout that next week gathering information. The roadshow we have right now, we're going to city council meetings, community civic groups. I was at Kiwanis yesterday, and we're just trying to get people interested in coming to these open houses, give them a little tickler of what they can see, a little reveal of what some of the concept drawings, and a little bit about the economics, what led us to this recommendation.
I've looked at all the plans, as this project has been not so foreign to me. I've been reading about it and doing interviews about it for a while. Is anyone actually standing on their hind legs and complaining about it?
We started our outreach about a week and a half ago, and we've gotten several customer comments. We've got comment cards, and we haven't gone through those yet, but we have some online comments. And honestly, nothing glaring. Some great ideas have come forth, and that's one of the reasons we want to have these type of open houses. Tell us what you think. Tell us how the PUD, how you interact with the PUD, and what could you see the PUD doing at a new facility that would benefit you. And one of the things we keep hearing about, multiple comments about parking. So if you've come to the PUD to pay your bill, it's a roll the dice, and hopefully there's some street parking. If not, you're parking out in the back 40 and maybe, you know, hoofing it up to the lobby.
I've been in the back 40.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's great in the summertime.
Well, it's fine. It's a nice outdoor walk. When it's 12 degrees out, not so nice. So so part of it is, you know, are you going to have good customer parking? How are you going to interface? Are you going to have a lobby that actually provides other services other than just paying your bill? We have a very small lobby. Well, we've tried to cram in some things like conservation. You'll see a heat pump in our lobby. Not the best place to do that kind of explaining to a customer how they can save energy. But a lot of comments about things that could be at the new facility.
Now, you've probably made a map of how much room you need to do this all in one place. Probably going to be a good-sized facility.
Yeah, about a 20-acre. We've always kind of set around a 20-acre need. If you look at the two facilities we occupy, the two major campuses, they are around 20 acres combined. We'll be much more efficient on this property. If you notice the Holly Street property, a lot of things laying out horizontally, transformers, you know, a big yard of transformers. The right way to do that is to rack those things up, keep them under cover, try to extend their life before they go out and start their service life. Let's keep them in good shape as they sit waiting to start their life out in the field. A lot of things that we have taken over old buildings. You know, when you try to occupy a building that was built for a different purpose, it's never as efficient as a building that was built.
And it's almost never right either.
Yeah, you know, one of the funny things when we were looking at repurposing the headquarters building, basically renovating that, we tried to figure out the best way to fit more people into that building, because that's really what we need to do. And just the dimensions of the building made it problematic. It was too big. Too wide for, you know, four offices across, but too narrow for five. And it was, you know, those kind of things where if you build a building that meets your needs, you can be much more efficient with the space.
Sometimes space is very dear around Wenatchee. We see a lot of land, but that's not public land that's available for real estate. It's not available for a transaction. Where did you go to find 20 acres or more that was to your suiting?
Well, this, we were very fortuitous that that the Chelan County Port still had some acreage available in the Old Station Business Park, because it really fits our needs on two levels. One, it's the right amount of property. We can fit on that site and have a little bit of room for future expansion. There are actually other parcels that could become available over time that would fit us for definitely that 100-plus year life of location.
Wow.
But the other thing about it is the location. It is the hub of the transportation system in Chelan County. Highway 97A coming down from Chelan Eniat, Highway 297 coming from Leavenworth and Cashmere, and 285 back into Wenatchee. It's the absolute best place to be located.
So no matter where you need to go, you'd be leaving and heading in the right direction without having to double track.
Right. We did a lot of traffic analysis about how much time our crews spend on North Wenatchee Avenue moving to where they need to move. And what we discovered was over 70% of the vehicles leave the 5th Street headquarters and head north. So they aren't doing their work until they get where they go, and most of the time that's over the Wenatchee Bridge and then out into the other communities. And so why would we spend all that time sitting on North Wenatchee Avenue when we could be right there at the intersection of the three major arterials?
And that's not going to change. For all the changes that are ahead for Wenatchee, that's one thing that's going to remain. That will be the hub of the freeway system. And wherever you have to go, you'll be starting in the right spot.
And everybody's kind of noticed that, I mean, it's not called confluence by coincidence. It's the confluence of a lot of things. The DOT recently relocated all their operations to the same area. Link Transit is in that area. The Educational Service District, the port, it really is the best place to deploy from for regional services.
Some people who have been your customer all their life really don't know about all your services. So they say, well, all I do is mail it in. How much room do they need? Well, they may not be able to appreciate the size and the breadth of all your services and the full staff that works for the PUD.
Yeah, the PUD, it's an interesting animal. I've only been there 3 years. I've learned a lot about the PUD, but I've lived in the community for nearly 30 years. And we think in terms of how many customers do we have. That's our frequent metric that we
use. How many do you have?
We have about 50,000 electric customers, and then we have water customers that are, you know, coincident. If you're a water customer, you're probably an electric customer too. But really, we operate the second largest non-federal hydro system in the United States. And so much of our operation is about our dams. And those people aren't all located at the dams. Our support system for those dams is located in the headquarters, too. So all of our corporate services. So a lot of what shared services does, my area, is contracts. We do a lot of work for, obviously the distribution and our retail services, but we also support those two large hydroelectric dams.
So just the dam business is an incredibly huge responsibility. Everything else to the side for just a moment, just running. You have to know what you're doing if you're going to run a dam. It has to be done right, no mistakes.
Yeah, and actually we have three dams. We have the Chelan Dam, the Rocky Reach Dam, and Rock Island Dam. And they're heavily regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. It really is a big part of our operation. And it's what allows us to provide that really low-cost power. Obviously, operating dams that generate far more than we need locally, and so we're able to sell that power and offset the price of operations and the price of delivery of service in the valley.
And everybody else also comes to your headquarters at the current place at 5th and North Wenatchee, and the new place in time for meetings, for gatherings, for lectures, for unveiling. It's an important place for you to show your new products and your new intentions.
It is. You know, one of the difficulties we have now is getting people that want to come to commission meetings into the commission chambers. It's, you know, inside the building. It's deep in. It's within secured areas. And so we have to kind of open that up on commission days, and it's just not friendly. I used to come to PUD meetings as a city official years ago, and it was a little bit of an ordeal. And what we envisioned for a new facility is really showing that public-facing piece to be an all-inclusive public interface where people feel like, hey, this is my PUD. I own this building. I'm going to come in. I'm going to pay my bill. I'm going to get conservation information. I'm going to come to a commission meeting, and I'm going to feel welcome in that public space.
Do you think many people have that mindset? This is my building. This is my utility. I'm proud of it.
I hope they do.
I hope they do.
There's a pride in ownership. No matter what, you know, public entity you're working with, that we are working for the public. I mean, I love the definition. We're working on behalf of the community. And so we take that very seriously at Chelan PUD.
We'll talk with Dan Frazier in just a moment. We're talking about the proposed new headquarters at Old Station. It's going to be the PUD Service Center, which will encompass all their departments and all their services. They're not moving the dams there.
No. Nope.
But everything else in terms of administration and service will be moved there over time. We'll be back to find out how much this is going to cost and how far in the future it may be right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
Slipping upgrade on select products and free installation. We are Mini Blinds and More, your local blind store.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
And this afternoon at 12:32, my very special guest is Dan Frazier from the PUD. He's the Director of Shared Services. We're talking about a proposed offering that the PUD commissioners are offering to the actual owner customers, saying, we have to move. I think we should move. What do you think? And Dan Frazier is a man who's telling us the where and the withal of something that sounds nice. Everybody hates moving, and with good reason. I don't know what moving day is going to be like, but I'll come along with a KPQ truck, and I'll schlep along with you guys. I don't know what moving day is going to be like. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Well, we'd have to do it a long phased move with the amount of operations we'd be moving. But, yeah, it would be a little bit crazy.
Now, I'm asking a question that I imagine I know the answer to, but you probably put a sharp pencil to paper to figure out how we're going to do this. How much is it going to cost, and how much wiggle room do you need to make it happen?
Well, we've spent most of the last 2 years really on that cost factor. We did some early analysis, some early assumptions about what it would cost, and worked that into all of our analysis around things like productivity and travel savings and all the things that go into an early feasibility. And our commission said, hey, it looks like you have something here. Why don't you go dig deeper? So we spent the last 2 years going through cost estimates, starting to do what we call initial programming. How much space do we need for every one of the functions? How much do we need to invest in, like, the customer area? What things do we want to put together? What things could stay behind? We really spent a lot of time on the should we consolidate or should we stay split. And all those had cost implications, and we had to know what the costs were for each of those things. So in the end, we just finished the refresh, as we called it, of the analysis with a lot of those assumptions now nailed down. And the cost to really build and do everything in terms of get this thing up and running is about $135 million. We do analysis based on time value of money. So the number, the time value of money number is $124 million because we do some things early and some things late and things pay for themselves. And we're buying property right now. We sell it later. So... but we have to express it in today's dollars. And so the number that we've had out there is $124 million. It's what we call the net present cost. In 2019 dollars, what would this cost us?
And what happens if you wait 5 years?
If you wait 5 years, it just kind of gets worse.
It doubles, probably.
Well, we do have inflation built in because, you know, as you said, this will take some time. We wouldn't start construction on this for over another year. So we have inflation built into those numbers. We have some risk built into those numbers. We know that commodity pricing can change. We've all experienced high inflation when we've tried to do a project on our own, whether it was build a house or buy a car. If you don't time it right, you can be paying more. On the other hand, if the economic situation changes and the economy does slow a little bit, we could realize some savings from that.
Now, do you have those funds in the bank? Or do you have a fundraising plan, or will your ability to sell power on the open market help you cover those?
Well, all of those, really. At Chelan PD, we have such a large capital project schedule occurring. We're doing hundreds of millions of dollars of work at our dams over the next 10 years. So this just fits in. We just fund this as another project within that overall capital portfolio. So some of it would probably be paid for with cash because we have had some good years. We would probably finance part of it. We make the business case independent of how we pay for it. And then we kind of let our finance experts tell us the way to finance it.
You mentioned that there's a capital expenditure for the dams, and people will just say, well, what's that for, paint, or did they buy new rebar? But you're buying custom-made machinery for these dams that's never been replaced since they were built.
Absolutely. We actually have one project that's in the hopper right now. It's rehabbing, or actually replacing, the first four dams on the Columbia River. They're called Units B1 through 4.
Don't try that at home,
Powerhouse One.
Yeah.
They've been in the water for 85 years, so you can imagine what condition they're in. It's time to replace them. We did a great financial analysis. Is it worth replacing? Should we mothball them? They make money for us still, and so we're in the process of replacing them. But that's a $60 to $70 million project. So these type of projects we have throughout the PUD. Those are big turbines, big generators. It takes a lot of money to really rehabilitate those, and so we're always doing projects like that.
And you can't get those at the hardware store. They have to be made specially for you. By whom?
You go through a competitive bidding process, and we analyze the quality of the construction along with the cost. But we have various contractors that bid on this work, and some of it's split up. I'm not sure exactly where those parts are being made, but frequently in foreign countries, sometimes in the United States, very expensive, very complex machines.
We've had members of the commissioners come in and talk with us here on the agenda many times, and it seems like you've got a stable group right now that has all done its best to maximize your profits and stabilize your debt. Are they going to be in place through this whole project, or do they get replaced right in the middle of it and other things happen?
Well, I've decided never to handicap elections.
Here we go.
We actually have a great support through our commissioners. They've been very involved. We've talked with them from the early concept meetings through, and I have just met with the board last Tuesday, and they've been providing us feedback and direction, and I think we've had a great interaction with our board. We've got some good support to move to the next level in terms of getting the customer feedback, and we'll find out sometime this spring if they support a move.
When is the drop-dead date? When do you think you have to begin work or pull the trigger on this in some official way in terms of purchasing the land or ordering an architect or whatever the next steps might be?
So we actually have gone through the process of procuring the land. In fact, the land deal is supposed to close in the next few days. And that was more to answer the question, if we do decide to move, where would we move?
Where exactly?
Would we have a place?
Yeah.
We likened it to a school saying, well, we know we need to build a new school in this area. Where is there land available? When it becomes available, you got to jump on it. So we did, and we have secured the land. But there are provisions to sell it back to the port if we decide not to move forward. So there's really not a drop-dead date. I think there are schedules that we'd like to maintain, but we don't want to push to an artificial decision on an arbitrary date. We think that it needs to take the time it takes to make a good decision.
And so you don't need a drop-dead date because you're flexible enough to float with the needs of the public.
Well, there are definitely things that drive us to certain dates to be done. But you know, any of those things can be dealt with. We don't want to present an artificial crisis that doesn't exist. So we have some goals. We have some project milestones, and we would like the commission to make a decision sometime this spring so we can continue on our path. But if we need more discussion with our customer owners, we, by all means, we'll do that.
And preventing a final decision from the commission is what?
Right now, it's just the customer outreach piece. We've provided all the financial, all the impacts, all the benefits and to the customer owners and to the way the PUD operates. And we're really just at that point of we need to know what our customer owners think and give that feedback to our commission.
That will be in Wenatchee on March 18th, 4 to 6 at the museum. Cashmere, March 19th. Leavenworth, March 20th. Chelan, March 21st. Entiat, March 25th. You can go to the PUD website and see the exact details and addresses for each of those meetings. But if you have something you want to say to your PUD, that would be the time to say it and the actual place to say it as well. Although, if you mail in a comment to Chelan PUD Service, well, chelanpud.org/servicecenter, and you're willing to leave your full name and address, because I imagine other people offer advice that's useless, you will be entered in a drawing for an iPad.
That is correct.
I like that idea.
Yeah, we really want our customers to be motivated to leave comments. And you can, on a comment card, those are also entered. If you put your information on that, the comment cards will be entered for the drawing too.
Excellent. And that's if you leave your full name and address and your email, then you can enter that contest for an iPad. And your comments, pro or con, are welcome. Yes?
And you need to be a PUD customer.
Ah, good point.
In order to qualify for the iPad.
That only makes wonderful sense. Why didn't I think of that? How many people currently work for the PUD, do you think, in round numbers?
We are a little over 800 in our customer count.
And will the headcount grow when you move, shrink?
Or? No, we don't anticipate the move actually being anything other than move what we have out there. The way we modeled the productivity savings is we've continued to grow over time, and we would just slow that growth and consume that productivity with the staff we have. So basically get more done with less people because our location makes us more productive.
And do you think that the new headquarters will be built or the substation in Chelan will be built first? Which do you imagine?
I'm not sure if I'm ready to handicap that.
I'm not certain anybody is. Leavenworth had theirs done so quickly, and Chelan is still, is that any closer to a resolution?
You know, I know where we've acquired the property.
So really?
We're working through this.
All right. This is a breakthrough.
Absolutely.
Not in my backyard, only went so far. Sooner or later, somebody needed power, and they did the right thing. Have you got an address for it, or do you dare mention it?
I don't have an address. It was one of the parcels that was considered early on and has been working with the community up there, was identified as the best location.
Your PUD is putting together a new Chelan PUD service center. It's going to be in the old station, we think. It's going to be about 20 acres, we hope. And it should open, if all things being equal, when?
Late 2022, early 2023.
We'll be back to talk with Dan Frazier and the PUD right after this on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Corner of 3rd and Rock Island Road in East Wenatchee.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Welcome to the show. It's 1247. My very special guest is Dan Frazier. He's the director of shared services for the Public Utility District. We're talking about their plan, and it's an extensive one, to have a new Chelan PUD service center headquarters for all operations down by Old Station. Dan, if we were to count the number of people that are current customers, you said about 50,000 people are currently customers of the PUD.
That's correct.
But we're going to be planning for growth. I don't know how we plan for that, not only in the Chelan County, but also with the services that the PUD provides. How do you look to the future and imagine how many people you need to service in the future? I mean, who looks to the future and knows when you cross the $70,000 mark?
Yeah, our distribution folks do a really good job of planning out that growth. They work with the county, they work with the permitting authorities, what they're seeing in terms of subdivisions and new commercial development. Leavenworth has seen a pretty good influx of commercial development. And so we're always looking at our systems and saying, what do our substation capacities need to be? What do our distribution lines in terms of all the different circuits need to be? We also serve water and wastewater to certain areas and kind of have the same level of planning for expansion of those systems. And, of course, our fiber network that we're really spending a lot on expansion of that fiber network. So all those things, we have growth. We have people studying what the growth will be and then kind of forecasting what our needs will be to meet that growth.
One aspect of that you already have the answer to is, do we have the power to grow? The answer is?
We have plenty of power.
And power to sell as well, right?
Yeah, actually, most of that, the excess power is sold on the open market. And so in terms of us having capacity to sell to retail loads, we definitely have that. The PUD spent quite a bit of time studying our substations and have a very aggressive plan over the next several years to upgrade substations so that we can meet all those demand.
I've asked this question before, but I never understood the concept. You have the power. I need some power. So I buy the power from you. How do you get the power to me if I'm in Ohio or wherever the customer might be?
Well, that's part of the trading that happens. And honestly, I'm definitely not someone who can speak to how we sell power on the open market. I know that we have long-term contracts with certain entities, especially on the west side of the state. But we also are on markets where power sales happen every hour. And so it's a very, very complex set of transactions and moving that power throughout the country.
So power is being sold on your behalf all day long?
All the time.
Wow. I'd love to know how that works, the exact nature of it. For some reason, my mind can't grasp it. Without sending it to them, we send them power along the same lines. When it gets there in a big blup, I don't understand that. I would love to know. Today, the power went out for a couple hours in Plain. I don't know what the cause of it is. It powers back on, and that's always going to be the case for somewhere. But in this new headquarter world that we're talking about and fantasizing about, the response to Plain would have been quicker and more efficient. Am I right?
Absolutely. Right now, depends on, I don't know what caused the outage in terms of what
squirrel.
I'm guessing that's frequently the issue. It can be weather related. It can be ice. It can be anything. And so fires recently have been a big cause of outages. And so having our people right now, if a crew was dispatched from Wenatchee, they probably had to go to Holly Street and pick up some parts once they knew exactly what it was, and then drive up to Plain to work on that. If they had been in one location where a transformer was blown or a pole burned and they needed a pole and cross armed, if that's all in one location, they're out the door much quicker, and they're also at Old Station, not down buried in midtown's Wenatchee.
With everything they need.
Yeah, and everything's there. They have all their equipment, the manpower, the materials are all in one place, and they can get out the door much quicker.
Well, so much of your equipment is outside. It's on poles. It's exposed to everything. I don't know which is worse, the winter or the summer on your equipment, but the combination has got to wear it out sooner or later. How do you know when it's getting old? How do you know when you put it in and how long it's been there?
Yeah, there's a lot of condition assessments to our facilities. One of the big things that came out of our strategic planning process was a renewed focus on asset management. So the district over the last 5 years has spent quite a bit maturing our understanding of asset management, and that means knowing when we expect things to fail and replacing them before they fail, not when they fail. And so we're working on that in our hydro projects. We're working that on our distribution system, our network, our fiber network, water, wastewater. We're really trying to be able to assess when those things are going to fail so that we can replace them at the right time, not when someone's out of power.
That's the voice of Dan Frazier. He is the director of shared services for the Public Utility District, and they're putting together Well, the topic of our conversation today, the Chelan PUD Service Center 2B, not the one that we have here at 5th and Wenatchee Avenue, but the one that they've imagined and fantasized and drawn up plans for. So for the folks who just tuned in, Dan, would you please tell them about the plan to relocate to a brand new wonderful headquarters?
Well, this will be a consolidated location where we'd have all of our operations, including line, networks, water, wastewater, transformer shop, all those services, together with all the support functions. So those people don't function in a vacuum. They need their procurement people. They need their contracting people. They need their finance people. And so we think it's the best, and we've shown through our analysis that it's the best to have all those people together on one site. So this would be a consolidation of everything that's on the Holly site and the current headquarters of 5th Wenatchee Avenue and those PUD employees that are in the Confluence Technology Center.
They've made a lot of plans. They've done a lot of homework, and they want to know what you think now. They're talking with city councils. They're hosting 5 open houses to which you, the public, who are actually customers of the PUD, are invited. I guess anyone can stop by. But the point is they want to hear from the customers, the customer owners. The first one's coming into Wenatchee on March 18th. It's 4 to 6 at the museum here in town. Cashmere, March 19th. Leavenworth, March 20th. Chelan, March 21st. Entiat, March 25th. Go to the website for the PUD, and you'll get the full schedule and all the addresses and the exact location and the times for start. But this is a time for you, customer owner, to stand forth and give them an opinion. And so far, the customers have said what, Dan, in your opinion?
Well, they've said a lot of things. We've been engaged with our customer advisory committee. We've been engaged in other forums that when we were looking at the property, we opened it up to the public and got some comment. We've heard everything from please don't leave downtown to we think this makes a lot of sense. And everything in between. So we're taking all that information into account and engaging the public in a more formal way this time so that we can consolidate all that information.
What's the plan for the old building and the back 40?
That's actually something we're spending quite a bit of time on. One of the initial concerns we heard is, what's this going to do to downtown? And so we've thought a lot about it, and we started a process. We've engaged our partners in the City of Wenatchee and Chelan County Port, along with the Downtown Association and the Chamber, and we're working on a redevelopment planning process kicked off a few weeks ago to really look at what could be on that campus that's a benefit to downtown. We think the PUD does provide an economic benefit to downtown, but what could be there that's even better? And we're getting a lot of buy-in that there's a definite positive future of that site.
I know the Downtown Association and others didn't want you to move because of the, well, for a better word, the economic footprint of having so many people working downtown and the closeness to the center of the community for the PUD. And would you just maintain ownership and rent that out, sell it, redesign it?
We'd eventually like to sell it into the private sector would be best, honestly. We'd love to see this back on the tax rolls. I think the City of Wenatchee would like to see economic activity on the tax rolls in that location. But we're not really predisposed to any solution. We're looking at every different option down there, and we actually have an option in place with the Port of Chelan County if we think there's a public element and the Port of Chelan County could purchase the property and develop it in an economically feasible fashion that they would be involved in.
Just those two moves alone, you're moving to Old Station and a new neighborhood friend down the street from us, that alone would change what we know in terms of the old days of Wenatchee, and it would probably change it, in my imagination, much for the better.
We would love to find something that would fit on that site that would be a benefit to downtown. Through all this process, talking about with our downtown partners, especially the Chamber and the Downtown Association, like vision, put a vision together of what would be the next best thing that would help downtown. Look what PIBUS has done for a resurgence of the downtown core. There's more activity because you have another site really close by that has economic activity going on. What would the Fifth Street campus do? Could it be a northern end of that same type of?
Oh yeah, I see that easily. I mean, it could be just as somebody moves in and they're a company and they take all the floors, but to be a real member of the community and to have it be a meeting place of a transactional area with people coming and going, a lot of foot traffic, a lot of activity and energy, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, there's 5 buildings on that site ranging from nearly 100 years old to, I think the newest one is somewhere about, an expansion was done about 20 years ago. But it's not, they could use those buildings, they could demolish buildings. I think that they were really open to any future.
Don't tear down the old building in the back that has hay for insulation. Got to keep that for historical reasons.
We do. A lot of people love that building, a great old brick building.
Thank you, Dan Frazier, Director of Shared Services for the PUD. It's been great to have you here.
Thanks for having me in.
You're listening to